We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
It's on, let's get it on.
Welcome to another edition of Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, DJ Never Forget. Terry Diabolic is fading down the song. Terry, welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Yeah, no problem.
That was My Boyfriend, Your Girlfriend by Tekla, Knife Show remix. And that's actually the wonderful producer and engineer, Jack Inslee and RecTech, who make us sound so sweet and delicious. Every week, that's their remix.
I'm not getting the reference, sweet and delicious. Speaking of sweet and delicious, we got a bottle of Riesling on the chill.
Yeah, from the Barter House.
It's on
the
very
chill.
Very excited to have them back as our sponsor because that means day drinking.
Yeah, I don't know if the quality of our show goes up, but I definitely feel better about it.
Yeah.
Until I get the weepies.
It is a gloomy, rainy day in Brooklyn. Not the way that I wanted to start the last full week of August. Mmming over there is Mike Caputo, a.k.a. DJ Capgun, Caplock. Which one is it this week?
DJ-wise, it would be Lean Pockets.
Lean That's Pockets, my with. Mistake.
But no, Capgun, Caps Lock, it's all there.
And we also have Alex, who you might recognize from Lemonade, but he's here to talk to us a little bit later about all the rage, the barbecue, I'm sorry, the taco pop-up.
A temporary taco happening.
Temporary taco happening.
Very California.
Yeah, isn't it?
And if you remember, Alex was on the show a while back, which you can find in our archives on iTunes. Just search for Snacky Tunes. But man, I don't know this weather,
and I think Mike, you and I were even talking about getting up this morning, and it was just summer's over.
Well, you know, we're nearing the end, definitely.
We're nearing the end. It's everyone, I think, is starting to feel that mental shift of, you know, even if you're not in school anymore, there's the, like, it's almost September, and there's something ingrained in you from, like, birth that, like, okay, like, I had a great summer, but that clawing of the getting back to the grind is sort of coming.
Well, you know, September is still a summer month, I like to say.
Yeah, I agree.
The weather is still beautiful. The ocean's still warm.
Oh, I'm not talking about the physicality. I'm talking about the mental state of most people.
It's the beginning of summer.
Really ran. San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true.
That's when it starts.
I really feel that the summer, like, flew by.
I mean, when you're away for 3 weeks in Europe, that does tend to, like, push the time around.
It does.
When you're summering in Calgary. Actually, to celebrate the end of summer, we are having our final barbecue this Wednesday. Frank F., Frank C., from Frankie's Patino, Prime Meats.
And Andrew WK will be DJing on their ones and parties. He doesn't actually recognize the number two. Yeah. He just goes one party. Three. That's how it counts.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. It's avant-garde.
Yeah, it's avant-garde. But we had a really great barbecue this weekend. We had Fatty Q come out, and actually Zach was there handing out lamb ribs, curry black eyed peas.
Who don't know who Zach is?
He's the founder of Fatty Q and Fatty Crab and things like that. Zach,
I regret missing that barbecue.
I always butcher his last name, but Zach Pelinko or Pelix. Sorry, Zach. Very nice.
Galifianakis?
No.
I tell jokes and I make ribs.
And it was, we had DJ Whitney Fierce on the ones and twos. She recognizes too. But it was a really great turnout. People showed up at 6 and stayed till, I mean, I was there till like 10:30, 11. Then
how'd the weather hold out?
It was good. It was sunny.
Nice.
I don't know. I actually I see rain on the schedule for
Wednesday. It's actually, my iTunes icon is a sun with a little bit of rain in it, aka liquid sunshine. but we'll see. I mean, what would be our last barbecue of the season without a chance of rain?
Or typhoon.
But we have a really great menu. We're not going to give. I mean, obviously they're going to be meatballs.
No, I'm gonna actually share the menu.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Milk without buying the cow.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really make sense because you'd still have to taste it.
Pause.
So this is the Wednesday. It's a roasted vegetable antipasto, radish and corn salad, potato salad, grilled sausage (parentheses bratwurst) and onions, and then the Frankie's meatballs with pine nuts and raisins.
Do those parentheses act as a bun?
I don't know.
Just so you know that you're getting
hilarious. And all that's
typography humor.
Yeah. It's and all that for $5. It's free, and it should be pretty packed. We got a write up in the New Yorker, so I saw that. Pretty sure.
Yeah,
such a nice write up.
It is a nice write-up. It's always nice to, you know, that small little literary publication, The New Yorker.
I've heard of it.
I think they have
actually, to be honest, I like to call that the Mom and Dad Stamp of Approval magazine.
Right.
And the New York Times is the Mom and Dad Stamp of Approval newspaper. You can be a...
We've talked about this on the show before. It's like, you could be, like, very successful in the indie world or DIY world, and your parents would be like, you know, have you thought about going back to school? Have you thought about changing paths?
You know, the LSATs are coming up.
Yeah, it's like, and then it's like you get your like New York Times, New Yorker thing. They're like, I'm so proud of you. Yes. I've always believed in you.
And it's always not so much them reading it as their friends who read it and then send it to them.
Telling their friends.
Martha called. She said she saw you in the New Yorker. You just see that,
you just see the like in your email box, forward, congratulations to your boys. Because, you know.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I always thought for me the mark of approval would be NPR. Any sort of story on NPR. For my parents to be like, oh, Alex is actually living as a musician in New York.
Yeah. Wow. Have you been on NPR?
No. Not yet.
Are you listening to NPR?
Yeah, NPR.
Terry Gross, come on.
Come on. Give this guy's parents a stamp of approval.
But I was in Food and Wine, which is one step up. Mm. At least then some of their friends said it.
I think Kathy Irway was on just recently on NPR. Yeah. Dear NPR, we love you.
Yeah.
We've always loved you.
Yeah.
Hey, all things consider this putting us on the air.
Oh, man. So why don't you get over there and cue up a song?
Okay, I'm going to preface this song as saying that every once in a while, we come across a guilty pleasure that sometimes works and doesn't work. And Alan Astor and I found this on Saturday night, and we'll be wrestling back and forth, and you'll see why it's a total guilty pleasure.
You're wrestling...
Blue by Eiffel 65.
Yeah. You're listening to... salad in my mouth. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. Big shout out to the Barter House, who is a proud supporter of Heritage Radio Network. The Barter House works with family vineyards and small bottlers from around the world to bring only the finest and most flavorful wines to market. To learn more about them, please visit them on the web at www.thebarterhouse.com or just give them a call.
Is
They're
this
around.
Riesling from the Barter House?
This is the Riesling.
Mm.
917-463-3076. Big shout outs to Roberta's. We got some pizzas coming. And to our guests, Lean Pockets and Alec Pasternak from Lemonade, who's going to talk to... Did I get that right?
Alex?
Yeah?
That's me.
Yeah.
Pasternak?
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm winning. We're going to talk about...
NPR, this could be all up
here. Yeah, this could be like... This could be...
We got pronunciations, NPR.
We got grammar jokes, references, jokes, and more jokes. Terry, take it away.
We'll be right back.
Check. Check one party. Check one party.
One
You're
party.
Listening.
One party.
One party three. You are listening to Snacky Tunes. That was just some garbage that Terry Diabolic was playing for you.
Really? Let's take a vote. I'm serious. Like, like garbage?
It was pleasant.
I'd play it.
Yeah.
I
found myself tapping my heels.
I guess it's just never been worked into any of the music sets that we've ever played where it's like that, like, you know, there's
By the way, that was Awaken Alive by Hot 22 original mix. I'm going to say this. When I first heard it, I was just like, this is sort of just garbage just because it's got the whole, like, because you recognize it, but like, then I was like, all right, if I never heard that Peter Gabriel song.
Who, by the way, was the superior singer in Genesis.
Wait, yeah. And how would you have to have never heard that Peter Gabriel song?
Right. I don't know. I'm just saying, but like, so let's say I never heard it and I just took it for like what it was. I sort of like it. Like, and I think, I don't think it's an appropriate song for, as a room full of DJs, I don't think it's an appropriate song for every situation, but.
Time and a place.
I mean, I'm not saying that I don't know where it would go over well, but like where you would have to play it, where it would go over well.
Huge,
but I'm saying
celebration.
I'll put it this way:
this room is not big enough.
If you're at like a big room with like a normal sort of crowd, and you put that on, people would lose their S.
Right. If we had played it on Thursday night,
can we not say S on the air?
You can say stuff.
Okay.
Or anyway, so tonight, despite the doom and gloom, there is a ray of sunshine and a silver lining because we are going to be eating some delicious vegetarian tacos. And pickled vegetables.
This is the truth.
Over at East River Bar, right?
Alex, welcome back to Snacky Tunes.
I love to be here.
I love how we had you on as a music guest talking about food, and now we're going to have you food guest who will be playing some music.
That's great.
It's the best musical, dude.
Food talk about. All right. So why don't you give us a little info on the pop-up taco event tonight?
Well, we're doing a temporary taco happening. It's something we started, I guess I should say, friends of ours started in San Francisco. Folks from a place called Tartine Bakery, where I used to work. Which I guess is how I originally got involved with these parties. And friends at Chez Panisse. A little place called Chez Panisse in Berkeley.
Oh, just this little bistro. It's off the beaten path.
This is the truth. And there's a bunch of other key players, but the folks I knew, I guess, worked there for the most part.
Are these the same guys that did those crazy food events like that? They buried that giant animal and then biked it through the streets.
Sure is. Oh, that is right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, the last time they came out here, we did a party.
Bury something and bike it through the streets?
No, they pit roast... I think like two whole goats, I think.
I thought it was like a stag. I thought it was some like...
Oh, you mean the... In San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They did a huge... Bison. Enormous. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cow.
Something. Yeah. It was something. Yeah. Anyway.
I was reading about that in Meat Paper, actually. Yeah. Publication out of San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meat Paper... Sasha from Meat Paper is involved in most of these and we do benefits for her, et cetera.
Wait, are they writing about their own events in their own magazine?
It's cool.
They create
the events.
I'm kidding.
That's different because this was a MoMA event.
A MoMA?
Yeah, yeah. San Francisco was. MoMA. They pit roast a huge steer, I guess. And
what
and
is the artistic?
To San Francisco.
I don't know, but it was a real MoMA.
Of steam
time.
Anyway, I met these folks essentially through working at Tartine Bakery, and then when they started doing these underground food parties, I guess the first one I was involved with was in a friend's metalworking shop in the middle of the Mission. They said, "You know what? We should build a wood burning oven in the middle of this guy's." Metalworking shop and get some donated produce and poultry and get a bunch of people from different restaurants on the Bay Area and try and feed 240 people for free, something like that. So they got everybody in this metalworking shop and had a huge party. Everything was donated, no one paid anything, and then I think my Balkan group that I was playing at the time in San Francisco played and we had a huge party. And since then, every few months something pops up like this. The one tonight is being run by Mark Gravel, who's a friend from North Carolina. Via San Francisco. He's doing temporary taqueria happening. It's at East River Bar. And what he's doing I think it's called Black and Cream, which is the idea of fresh black beans with Mast Brothers cocoa nibs in the beans.
Nice.
Fresh cheese. I believe he makes himself. And you're gonna get, for $8, you get a plate of this, pardon me, with pickled onions, roast peppers, and a bunch of little sides. Also, Blue Bottle from San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now New York is going to be there making coffee soda.
Nice. Oh.
I'll go along with it. And there's specials on Tecate, I think, at the bar.
Wow. Awesome. Blue Bottle actually is right around the corner from where we shoot Dinner with the Band.
And also, more importantly, less about us, but more about a San Francisco transplant.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like but I was gonna say it's redefined the way I drink coffee.
Really?
Well, I mean, I was on the road last week for work, and I used to be fine about just getting whatever cup of coffee, and I got served this cup of coffee at breakfast, and I was like, this is crap, and then I got bummed that I was like that I was upset by the cup of coffee because I used to drink whatever sludge came out, and I think I have Blue Bottle to blame for being like, even their like drip coffee is kind of just better than
leaps and bounds.
So in addition to having Blue Bottle, I think you're also working with Brooklyn Grange tonight, right?
Brooklyn Grange Greens, also gonna be served on the side
Brooklyn Grange is the rooftop farm that Roberta's has started, and we've been huge supporters and are very proud of.
No, it's much bigger than the one that you just pointed
to. Yeah, no, it's not just the roof over there.
It's out in Queens. It's like a huge. I think it's
about an acre.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they've been doing fundraising, and we've been DJing at them, and they started this summer. They put down the soil and everything, and now they're finally growing.
So so Brooklyn Grange is in Queens?
Yeah, I think it's in Long Island City.
Well, first off, wipe that smile off your face.
I'm just kidding.
Why are you smiling about that?
Because Brooklyn Grange is in Queens.
Because you know more about it than I do.
Oh, the original plans were to make it...
I thought it was in Long Island City.
Queens Range.
I take it back.
BQG? That could work.
BQG. I think it's Long Island City, Terrence.
That's still Queens.
I think it is Long Island
Queens.
City.
Yeah, Long Island City is Queens.
You want me to get a map, Greg?
Oh, man. I keep looking for Long Island City. I'm out on this island. So what is the whole sort of... mission behind tonight? Is it to bring like local food and local people together, or is it just to sort of just have a good time, or is it just there's no mission and I shouldn't look for a deeper meaning?
I think all of the above. I really wish Mark was here, though. He got pretty nervous because we had a lot of invites and pre-sales, so I think he's in there cooking twice as much food as he thought he needed right now in the kitchen over at Marlow and Sons. If he was here, he would be able to speak on behalf of his whole idea of unity in the community with food,
you can ask
fresh
him tonight.
Food, local produce. Yeah, you could ask Mark tonight. If you could come through tonight.
Hey, I know you're busy, but if you got 5 minutes to sit down with me, and he's like, sure.
So I would say, as a underground food event thrower to another, what do you feel is the best way to get these types of events started and to get the word out? It takes a lot of work to get it, but you guys seems like you guys are going to have like a pretty good success tonight. How'd you get the word out? What are some tips you would give to some other people?
Well, I guess Mark started going around to just kind of fellow conspirators, Blue Bottle, someone who he knew would be in on it, Mass Brothers, walking around to different, or places like this, like Roberto's, people that support food and I guess music and radio community together. I guess as far as my involvement this far, it's been mostly through music. So I've kind of been going through friends who, or for instance, I knew you folks would be into this. So when you asked me to come on the radio, I said, "Oh, that's
a no brainer.
That's a no brainer.
I heard you on the radio."
Exactly.
True.
But
what
I'd
makes
start...
it happening versus
just an event?
Because it's kind of like a pop up restaurant, right? I guess if it was a regular thing, we wouldn't call it a happening. Mm-hmm. But this is just a one off. The next one's going to be September 27th, I believe. Location to be determined.
Right.
And the event we'll call it tacos. Again?
Probably another taco one. Yeah.
Though, I mean, our barbecues is a series. It's mm-hmm. very consistent.
There you go.
Same
series
time.
Is happening.
It's the same. This is just like
same time.
Because I would. Because I would be like, "Hey, Alex, do you know anything that's happening tonight?" And you're like, "Actually,
there is a
happening tonight."
Yeah. Well, I wish.
I feel like a happening is a very San Francisco type of thing to call an event.
No, I would.
I mean,
I would
it's never. John Cage, right?
Yeah.
Who's not from San Francisco?
I thought he's a New Yorker, right?
He is a New Yorker. So maybe we're reclaiming the happening here. Tonight.
Take back the happening.
Take back the happening.
Alex, I think you've done a great job explaining this. I wish I was doing a bit better.
I know that there's been this whole sort of rivalry between San Francisco and New York food.
Oh, no.
Which I don't really believe. I mean, I think it's being like perpetrated as this big thing, but like, have you guys felt that coming from San Francisco that there's like a versus type of thing or different sort of... embracement?
To some extent, I think when I've talked to chefs who work in more upscale restaurants here, there's a kind of thing where, oh yeah, San Francisco, you guys really just rely on your agriculture.
Yeah,
say, your local produce. That's really all you guys think about. Whereas here, we're really trying to innovate and make new things with food. But I think it's just apples and oranges. I mean,
I really
and now yeah
that argument is never like, oh, you guys have really good access to produce. So you don't have to try as hard. It's like, I've seen a guy screw up a tomato. You know what I mean? You know, it's just like, you can start from the core.
Yeah, I wish I was more articulate right now. I've been in bed for 2 days, and so I really feel like...
Oh, don't sweat.
I'm excited. Can you still do pre-order tickets, or is it now, if now is it just show up and get in line?
I believe you could still do pre-sales, but regardless, you do need to RSVP at foodsexart.com.
Ooh.
So it's $8, but an RSVP will get you in there at foodsexart.com.
Well, I'm doing it right now. Why don't we let you set your computer up and play some tunes for us?
I would love to.
Well, what you're going to play right now is going to be representative of the music tonight?
Sure is. I'm going to be doing a pretty temporary taqueria set list, including some a lot of cumbia, a lot of some reggaeton even, but cumbia rebajada, which is more of like a psychedelic. You know, rebajada is like to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
So rebajada is a slowed down cumbia, so it gets a little more psychedelic and, you know, it's the equivalent of chopped and screwed hip hop.
Is this the sex part of the food, sex, and art?
It might be.
Awesome.
It's like instead of sipping on cis syrup, you're sniffing glue on the border.
All right, why don't we let you
set it up? Well, you sold it.
Yeah, you sold it. Is that glue flavored with cilantro? What are we talking about? Anyway, all right. Alex, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. You can stick around. We got some pizza coming up. Why don't we get you on the decks? I'm pretty excited. I'll be there tonight. Mean Pockets sure. coming out.
I'm feeling it.
You know it.
All right, so he's going to do a setup to play some slow down taco eating music, and we're gonna munch on some delicious pizzas. This day is just not getting any better.
I think tomorrow is also gonna be pretty
Here's the thing though, you guys talk about agriculture. Where would these plants be without a little rain?
Really?
I'm taking it there.
That's where you're taking it?
That's where I'm taking it.
I'm a little well fresh, you know, vegetables. What if it just rained between the hours of like 4 a.m. to like 10 p.m.?
Little plug for Farmtina. We got back from Montreal and the farm was just, it had blown up from all rain. It was
Missed it yesterday. It totally poured. Alex, how are we looking over there?
You missed it yesterday. It totally poured. Mike actually, or Lean Pockets, just got back from...
You can call me Mike.
You can call me Mike. He just got back from Montreal and ate at one of our favorite restaurants of all time, the Pied de Cochon.
I'd be happy to talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about it all that you want. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. Once again, a big, big shout out to the Barter House. That Riesling is almost chilled.
Ready to pop.
It's ready to pop. Bang. And a big shout out to Roberta's, Jack and Lee, and Rec Tech. And once again, the barbecue series, the taco happening is tonight at East River Bar. I believe it starts at 7 and goes until 1, but I would probably recommend, or I would recommend getting there on the early side because the lines will be long. The food will, you know, be plentiful.
Beans and cream, is that what it's called? Black and cream.
Black and cream.
Black and cream. I cannot wait to feast on that.
And a reminder that our final barbecue series is this Wednesday with Frankie Spatino's and Andrew WK DJing, which I just confirmed. Andrew will be DJing between 7:30 and 9:30.
Awesome. Fantastic. And so we'll maybe you'll get a little surprise set and finger on the pulse.
Probably not.
No?
Who's going to serve the food?
Okay. Maybe Lean Pockets.
All right.
So you'll listen to Snacking Tunes. Alex got some cumbia music. Take it away.
Ay, 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 ay madruga. Soy, soy un canto negro, mi amor, de la madruga. ¡Ay!
Yeah.
right. We have busted out the Riesling. How is it, Mike?
Oh, it's quite tasty, actually. I was saying to the delicious cumbia that we just heard.
That was just a preview for the taco happening that will be happening tonight from Alex from Lemonade. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. We are feasting on delicious pizza, which is making this rainy day.
I'm going to say about that last song, again, another right place, right time sort of track.
Right. Definitely. I mean, I would not think that's Ace of Base, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Because
you'd be surprised how many right places and times there are for
them. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I never would think that I'd be like bobbing my head to an Ace of Base song like with all earnesty. But that's like kind of like brings out a different level of emotion in that song with the cumbia rhythm.
You'd be surprised. Like for a summertime set, we Lemonade just went and DJed at Festival Sonar in Barcelona,
mm-hmm.
and we did a you know, summer set, including that Carly Simon track, Why, you know, into this Ace of Base, and kind of a fun, you know, hot Mediterranean kind of thing, and people dug it.
Yeah, sounds great.
So also in studio today, we have DJ Lean Pockets, who is going to spin, what are you going to play for us today?
Well, I want to dig into my vinyl, bring it out for the radio, and I was kind of just flipping through real quick, so I have some funky things, some kind of like smoky day things, like this appears to be gray sounds, but some driving funk and some upbeat stuff as well. So,
well,
and some records I got in Montreal, in fact.
Oh,
did some nice you know, like dollar vinyl shopping at some of the shops up
there.
They
still got some decent record stores up there.
They have some great record stores, some all record stores.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of that street, but there's one.
It's like St. Catherine. It's like around St. Catherine.
It's not St. It's like parallel.
It's parallel St. Catherine. Yeah. Like St. Denis.
I think it's Denis.
And like Mount Royal. Like there's a bunch of stuff. It's all the same. It's like, I guess it's technically called Mile End, like the Mile End area.
Yeah, right. So it's the plateau.
I don't want to burn too much more time, so why don't we get you up on those decks
to
play since it's a packed show today.
For sure.
You're good. So as Lean Pockets gets over there to set up, once again, listening to Snacky Tunes, I'm going to have try some of this Riesling on air for the first time. You want to join me, Alex? Just a little cheers. There it is.
Ching.
Ching, ching. Oh, that's good.
Is this all set up?
Yeah, it should all be set up over there.
That's sweet. Good. Sweet. Nice and sweet. That's a Riesling, yeah.
Nice little carbonation.
Yeah. I love Riesling. It was actually the first white wine. I don't know. Can I call it a white wine? Or is it its own? Yeah, it was the first white that I liked, which I guess is kind of lame that I like the most sugary, sweet. Well, I was like, oh, this is delicious. Nothing too subtle about the flavor in a Riesling or the first one I had, but this one is delicious.
You know, the thing about wine is that it's so diverse and it's grouped under just like one name that it's just like almost just saying like food. And it's just, you know, you just got to like what you like about it. And you just can't be too caught up in labels and names or other people like. It's such a diverse array of flavors.
Yeah, I got to say, the worse than the New York versus SF food debate or the great taco debate of San Francisco is probably wine snobbery, which is my least favorite thing about going out to eat or talking food.
Dude, it is. I mean, I don't care how snobbish people are about food. It pales in comparison about wine snobbery. I mean, I guess it's because it's so, I guess it is in some ways like so subtle at times that it's tough for flavors to be decided, but it's just, it's like, it's a bore. I think that's a big turnoff to wine as well. Anyway.
All right, so Lean Pockets is ready. Take it away.
Another one of those crazy dreams. Oh, nothing is going right this morning. The whole world is wrong, it seems. Oh, I guess it's the chains that bind me. I can't shake or lose these chains and things. Got to go to work this morning. Seems like everything is lost. I got a cold-hearted, wrong-doing woman and a slave-driving boss. I can't lose these chains that bind me. Can't shake or lose these chains and things. Just can't lose these chains and things. I said, Lord, my Lord,
making promises, I feel them in my bones, slipping through my fingers to dance upon the road. The reasons for my life are more than I can hold.
Spark the inner light of wonder.
DJ Lean Pockets setting the mood for this kind of rainy, gloomy day.
Can you pass me some more of that Riesling?
Oh yeah, this Riesling is.
Oh, what is this Riesling?
Hey, you don't need a good Riesling to drink it.
you don't get any.
Or any Riesling will do to enjoy it.
I played the song Riesling by Minnie Riperton.
Oh,
it was actually Reasons, but
we'll go with that. Who else did you play?
Reasons.
Start off with some B.B. King, and then...
One moment. Little technical difficulties here on Snacky Tunes. There we go.
Yeah, started with B.B. King, Chains and Things, and then what did I do? Reasons, Minnie Riperton, some George McRae, and we just heard Sherry, which is Murphy's Law. That was one of the records I got up in Montreal. Which is funky and weird.
If it was Montreal, Murphy's Law, wouldn't it?
Wait, not punk band Murphy's Law.
No. The track is called Murphy's Law. It's by Sherry.
Don't you mean Sherry?
Sherry.
Sherry. Uh huh.
Yeah, there's some. I'm unfamiliar with that mixer, so I kind of effed it.
That's fine.
A couple times, but yeah, just
don't,
funky sounds.
Don't let them know.
I mean, everything was intentional.
Yeah, I'm called DJ Trainwreck, shoes in a dryer.
I really liked a lot of the breaks of silence you put in between tracks. It reminded me of like the 1960s sort of style.
It's like pause and meditate. Like think about what you just heard. Think about why you heard it. and then
why you're still thinking about what's going on. I'm on the next track.
Next track. Right. Dropping it. So what do you have queued up for us at the outro track?
Well, outro is a track off Marvin Gaye's double LP, Hear My Dear. Which is his divorce record. It's kind of a bleak record. All the proceeds went to his wife in the
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did he make it for that reason?
Yeah, well, the suit was that all money profited through his next record would go to her. So he wrote a double record about their divorce and how awful everything went. And it's like really dark, you know.
Is it a good album?
It's an amazing album. It did not sell well because people weren't really wanting to hear Marvin Gaye sing about like heartbreak. They're more used to like, you know, I want you to want me to. So but this one is less of the more literal divorce tracks off the LP. It's just a song called Sparrow, which is just
one of the more literal tracks?
When did you stop loving me? When did I stop loving you?
Get out of my house.
Yeah, I mean, I can throw anything on, but I think Sparrow is like just a nice kind of.
No, we don't need that much extra glue.
Keep it positive.
Like,
yeah,
but we want to thank you for coming by Snacky Tunes.
Yeah, it was a pleasure,
Alex. As always, thank you for coming back. Hopefully, we'll have you on again not too far from now.
I will come with an invitation.
remember, tonight is the taco happening at East River Bar. It starts at 7.
7 to 1 a.m.
And please RSVP to Sex Art Food.
Food Sex Art.
FoodSexArt.com.
That's right.
Thank you so much to our sponsor today.
To the Barter House for providing this great Riesling. To Roberto's for the pizza. To Jack Inzi and Rec Tech for making us sound good. And make sure to stop by our final barbecue series, Not a Happening.
Of the season.
Of the season.
It's going to happen again next
season. It'll happen again next season. But the final one with Frankie Spatino and Andrew WK DJing. I think it's going to be totally insane.
Delicious.
Oh, let's not forget, Punches is DJing this Saturday. Eli Escobar and Classics at Brooklyn Bowl.
And it's free. I don't know what time it starts.
But we can put you on the list if you want to feel special.
Yeah, if you want to feel special, has a PunchesBK at gmail.com.
No, if it happens to rain on Wednesday, I really do hope Andrew WK does a solo piano set.
I hope it doesn't rain.
Maybe you can just show with a piano and see what happens.
Yeah.
I'll bring the piano.
The piano. All right. Anyways, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Oh, but one day as I went along, I didn't hear a song. But I know the sparrow should sing. Such a morning in spring. Oh, sparrow, why don't you sing? Sing to me, oh sparrow, come around. Come around, why don't you come around? Sing about a melody, oh, a melody, about the things you see. Anything you want to sing about, just sing it on out now, sing it on out. Let the world know what life's all about. Sing, little sparrow, sing. Sing, little sparrow, sing. Oh, sing, little sparrow, won't you sing for me? And for the rest of the whole wide world, they'll appreciate it, I know. Every time I'm feeling low, I know I can always count on you. Sing, little sparrow, about the trouble you're in, places you've been, you can sing, I know it. Don't you try to pretend, but sing while you hear, sing a song, my dear. Let me hear your soul, don't you be too cold. Sing, little sparrow, sing. I want you to sing, little sparrow, sing. I want you to sing, little sparrow, sing. A pretty bird song. Oh,
to me. Let me hear your agony. Did you say me? Sucking up the lake. Sing to me of peace and love. Sing to me of God above. Sing sparrow, all sparrows sing. Sing to me about man's inhumanity and all the injustice you see. Sing sparrow, sing little sparrow, sing. Sing about what to give. Sing about how to live. I want to sing the true sparrow. Oh, little sparrow, sing. Sing to me of jealousy. Sing what it's all about. Sing it all out. Shout! Little sparrow, oh, sing at me. Sing me a, sing me a song. I wanna know what's wrong. Little bird, tell me, I'm a sparrow. Sing, sparrow, 'cause I wanna know. You sweet, itty, bitty, pretty bird. Sing before you go. Sing to me, Marvin Gaye. Before you fly away, never stop singing, sparrow, till we hear your song.
A bird.